Number 13, since you're here, Chad. Currency and antelope withdraw.
Yeah, so Madam Chair, this would, item number 13, the administrative rule chapter here would be the application for license. And bringing this forward to you today in discussion with some of our staff in our licensing office and some of our big game staff that monitor a lot of the draw results. What started this discussion was in regards to spring turkey predominantly. And the recommended change we have for you here today is to modify that rule, which restricts the number of applications of, an individual can submit during the third draw. And in rule, it's for spring turkey, fall turkey, and antelope. So those would be the seasons affected by any change that you would take here today. I'm not going to go through all the supportive information there for you. Hopefully you've read that and the public can read that if you decide to take forward a proposed change here. But in the end, we just want to reduce some of the complexity within the drawing process. And we want to, the biggest benefit here we would see is the likelihood of getting more unique hunters, license holders, with a license in their pocket to go out and enjoy a turkey hunt or an antelope hunt. So probably the simplest way to describe this would be if you look at the table there at the bottom of the first page, you can see we have a column there for the draws. Draw 1, 2 is on one row, draw 3 and draw 4. Your second column would be the current drawing process, the way rule is currently in concrete set, and then the last column there would be the proposed or recommended change we have for you here for consideration. So for draws 1 and 2, we're essentially no change there. You're still limited to one application per draw, and you're limited to one license through the first two drawing periods. The change that we have for you here today would be for the third draw. Right now, for the third draw for the spring and fall turkey season and the antelope season, resident and non-resident licenses, any that are remaining are then pooled, and you are allowed to put in up to 5 applications, 4 applications if you were previously successful in draws 1 or 2. So a maximum of up to 5 or 4 if you've had one. The proposed change here, or recommended change for you, would be to resident, non-resident licenses would still be pooled, but you would be limited to 1 application during that third draw, okay? So instead of up to the 5 or 4, if you've already had one from the first or second drawing, you would be just be limited to 1. And then the fourth drawing, which is essentially, unlimited applications, first come, first serve, no change. So essentially, we're just trying to get a few more licenses into as many unique license holders as we can. Right now, this would predominantly impact those applicants for the spring turkey season. We have not conducted a third drawing for the antelope season in my memory for probably the last 10 or 12 years. So, Madam Chair, I hope that makes some sense. If there's any questions, I will certainly try to answer them.
Yeah, Commissioner Beese.
Commissioner Beese here. Looking at this, so if people go and draw in their first or second application, then they can sit there and wait down to the fourth and get as many tags as they want?
Through the chair. Commissioner Beese, after that third drawing, once we get to the fourth, they're first come, first serve.
Is that for all units?
For all units. For these 3 seasons, spring turkey, fall turkey, and antelope.
I mean, how many antelope people need to have? Especially in some units where we're trying to grow the population, we're saying they can come buy as many tags and fill as many as they want.
So through the chair, Commissioner B, so we would limit. So this is for limited licenses. So working with you as a commission, you are setting those, those tables we bring forward to you for review. We're managing the harvest through those limited licenses that are established by the unit and by some type of tag type. So essentially what we're saying, after the third drawing, we've been through 3 of those. For those that are remaining after that, they're still limited. If folks want to, if they're willing to travel and put in the time and work to scout, you can pick up those licenses.
Madam Chair, and again, Commissioner B, so this would not include like the Black Hills where it's over the counter. We have that restriction in place where you're limited to one license for, like, example, spring turkey in the Black Hills. That doesn't get changed. This would be limited to those individual units where we have a limited number of licenses available. But in particular, the difference is that third draw, where right now you could get up to have a total of 5 licenses right now if you wanted. This would limit it to one more additional if you had one already through the third draw, which again will spread out to more people, more hunters, more hunting opportunities. And then if there's still licenses remaining, as Chad described in that fourth draw, then they do go out or disperse on a first come, first serve basis. And that's been in place for quite some time.
Any additional questions or comments?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Spring.
Has there been a limit put on the animal licenses? I mean, is this part of it here, or has that not been set yet as far as toll tags?
Yeah, through the chair, Commissioner Spring, I believe, and maybe call a friend here, Andy Lindblom, our senior big game biologist, is here, but those licenses, I believe, are set and applications will be made available to the public here probably within a couple weeks. So,
Commissioner Beese?
I just want to make a comment on the antelope, especially down in my ranch area. You'll come down there in the summer and spring, and you might see 30. Might. Throughout the summer months, but you come down there at the time when they're counting antelope, and my hay fields have 300-400. So if you come in there and count them antelope in that unit, look at them all. And so you set your licenses by that count that's in that area, they're migrating in and out of there. I mean, we won't see that many. We don't even come close to seeing that many in the, throughout the spring and summer. They come in there as soon as it gets cold. We got snow. We got some really good alfalfa fields. Here they are. And if you count them at that time of year and determine your license numbers off that count in that unit, they're going to be way off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Commissioner Beast. Certainly understand what you're saying, and our staff know and acknowledge the fact that those critters move around a lot, right? We do have the time of the year every 3 years that we do the aerial survey to do our population estimate. But our staff also recognize and know through other information and data that those critters do move around. We also work with our local conservation officers who have a good understanding and handle working with landowners in those areas. And we'll use all that information to help derive what those license numbers are, because no doubt, whether we're talking antelope or deer, those same things happen in different locations, right? And that's why we have to use a cumulative sources of information from hunter harvest to visiting with landowners to visiting with all of different staff out there to determine those license numbers. And we go through that process each time we'd set license numbers or bring recommendations to you.
Any additional questions or comments?
Just one.
Yep, Commissioner Locken.
Yeah, Commissioner Locken, maybe I'm missing something, but if we've got just talking turkeys now, we're not going to talk about animals, but if we're taking on limited applications, it seems like we should be trying to grow the pool of people that are interested in turkey hunting, you know, put the word out there, hey, we got tags, apply for one, two, not, you know, not take on limited. It seems like, you know, grow the number of hunters would be the way I would proceed doing it.
Madam Chair, and I think Commissioner Locken, that's what you're seeing here. That is the reason and impetus for bringing this recommendation to you as a commission. Again, when you look at this right now, you've got individual hunters, individual people that are putting in that third draw. 4 or 5 applications, yeah, to get 4 or 5 turkey licenses, right? Which may take away from somebody else. Yeah. And by switching it from 4 or 5 down to 1, Now we're going to spread that out to more people, and more people would have the opportunity. If they didn't happen in the first or second draw, and for whatever reason, this is the first draw that they're putting in, that's going to give them a whole lot better chance to pick up and obtain a turkey license versus if you and I can get four or five. And that will spread it out. And our belief is then we're going to have more people having a license in their hand.
Thank you. That clears it up. Thank you.
Then through the chair, if I can. I mean, it will follow if we move forward with this. If you folks finalize this and implement it, you know, beginning, we would implement this beginning with the 2024 spring turkey season. That application process would be our recommendation to move this forward, and we would track those statistics. We want to be honest with you, it's not going to be a 100% direct correlation. I mean, we're not going to be taking all of those away from those that already get three, four, or five licenses and spreading that many more out, because we know there's some hunters that just have no interest in traveling, you know, 3 hours to go turkey hunt in a unit where there are some available licenses left. But it is our true intent to try to get more hunters out in the field with those licenses.
Thank you.
So if we do move forward with this, public hearing will be during our September meeting in Watertown with finalization in September as well.
Correct.
Any other questions or comments at this time? Again, the recommended change is from last year, modify administrative rule to restrict the number of applications a person may submit during the third draw for prairie spring turkey, fall turkey, and prairie antelope. Do we need to amend this and then vote on it all, or can we do this in one vote?
Well, you're the chair, yeah. One vote. You can see the track change rules there. Everything should be here for you.
With that, we need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Watkin.
Second.
Is that Whitmire?
Yeah,
Whitmire. Second by Commissioner Whitmire to approve the recommended changes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.